Thanks for calling the customer support. My name is Quay with the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Yvonne Morales. I'm not sure how y'all got my information and all, but money was taken out of my account and it was not authorized by me.
Okay, I'd be happy to see why were you charged and do any investigation for you. So first and foremost, may you verify your first and last name?
Yvonne Morales.
Okay, so let me pull up the account information. Okay, an account is filling up. I need you to verify your full shipping address.
My address is 1286 Cooper Store Road, Monk's Corner, South Carolina, 29461.
Yes, ma'am. It is the address that we do have on file. And I also need you to verify your full email address.
It's the bond715@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am. That's the email address that we have on file. So the account is still loading up.
Like I said, I don't know who you are or anything. I didn't authorize anything to come out of my account.
Yes, ma'am.
I use this account for one thing and one thing only.
Yes, ma'am. I'm just waiting on everything to load up for me. Okay, it's still loading up. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I want to make sure that the last representative did explain that it came from the original charge was on November the 26th, where you paid the $5.74 with the MasterCard, and again,
for
5611 for a cooking set, sweepstakes.
No, I didn't order no cooking set.
Yes, ma'am. So the that charge, like I said, everything was successful. The email address, it does match, and also the full shipping address, everything was successfully it matched up. So are you sure that you or nobody in your household could have possibly did it?
No, I live alone.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am.
You're not the first ones I've had this problem with.
Right, but it was for the cooking set that was submitted. For the entry now, we can file this fraud claim, but I do want to make sure that, you are aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded, pending investigation, and that false claims of fraud, charges, it may result in penalties such as fines so as long as you're sure that you or nobody in your household possibly placed the original order, I'd be happy to still process your fraud claim.
So I'm basically out that money until y'all decide?
It's still going to be a fraud claim because if you're saying that you didn't do it, but your card information matches, one, credit card fraud is a federal offense. Let's get that situated. So we will reach out to your local authorities, too, and give out the IP address that we do have of the original device that it even was submitted on, because we can show here what actual device it was submitted on and the website it went to, and then they can track the IP address to the exact address and then also pinpoint whatever device it is inside of that address. So we're going to do a thorough investigation because, again, credit card fraud is a federal offense. And if, therefore, it was used with your exact, email and also your address, then we do have to transfer all of that over to the authorities as well.
Because when they took this out, it overdrafted my account.
So, yes, we have to file the fraud
claim.
What
is this? what is this? What is this company?
Yes, ma'am. On November the 26th, somebody paid $5.74 to win a cooking set with your MasterCard ending in 5611. So if you're stating that it wasn't you, because I'm showing here.
What is this company?
Yes, ma'am. A sweepstakes entry. Because I'm showing here, well, it was not, that wasn't just the only attempt. Before they even charged, they used a different MasterCard ending in 5197. And both of those got declined. So therefore, they used the secondary MasterCard, which is a 5611. And that's when the charges were successful for even their entry.
Oh,
so yes, maybe
so
in fact
the
account.
My other card too.
Wow. Well, yes, ma'am. Maybe your bank declined those. But then therefore, it was another one. So with all of that taking place, yes, we do have to report this as credit card fraud, and it is a federal offense.
But I'm saying, what is this 67 charge for? I mean, what is the purpose?
Well, it originated because of the sweepstakes entry. And therefore, when they made the sweepstakes entry, it does state it comes with a monthly membership of the $67.32, where they get a $125 voucher that they can utilize, and also their chances of winning does increase for their next month. So with us looking at the account showing that it was an attempt still made, and they still use the secondary card, and both of them are your cards. And also the email address matches, and also the shipping address does match as well. So we definitely have to get, you know, this over to the proper authorities because, yeah, if everything matches up successfully as well as, you know, it's two separate cards. Not like it was just on one card. It was two separate card attempts. The first one was declined, so therefore they used your second card.
Okay.
So if it wasn't you or anybody in your household.
Got a hold of my phone.
If it wasn't you or anybody.
I had my granddaughter over here on the 26th. I'm wondering if she got a hold of my stuff.
Well, yeah, Fab, if that is the case, because if not, we're still going to, you know, we're going to have to get it over to the authority. So, again, I can file the fraud claim, but they're definitely going to track.
That's the only one that was here was an 8-year-old child.
Okay. So what we can do then, since that is the case, we can definitely get the account canceled out. We can definitely still get the account, make sure it's canceled out so you won't get any more charges. And then on the $67.32, I can see still what we're even able to still do about that one because I understand, you know, but let me just first make
the
notations on
the
account.
The only thing I can think of is she was here on the 26th. I was letting her play with my phone. And all my stuff is autofilled.
Let's see.
I guess I'm going to have to take autofill off my phone.
Yes, ma'am. So I'm just making sure the account is notated first before we move any further.
That's the only thing I can think of. I didn't realize autofill would cause that much problem.
Let's see.
Yeah, she won't be playing with my phone no more.
Right. Okay, yes, ma'am. So I did make sure that the account wasn't flagged as fraud because, you know, we don't want it to get let over to the authority. So I made sure the account still was properly canceled out. Now, in regards to the 6732, we were still on credit of a 50% refund on that charge.
A 50% refund, all right.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to kick her behind. Like I said, it overdrafted my account, and I don't use that account for anything but my tanning bed.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, yes, ma'am. So the refund was successful. Now, it does take 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on the account, but did the last representative give you the cancellation number?
No.
Okay, so let me know when you're ready.
Let me grab a pen. So, I mean, how does she even get to these? I mean, is it something that just pops up on an ad, or...
It can be an ad, but then also it can be in your emails too. But it definitely can be an ad. Say if she's, yeah, it's different.
Yeah,
so it's, even if she's
games,
on social, yeah, it can be on one on the game.
She's on social media, TikTok. I mean, she's on Facebook. All right, what's the number?
She is in Charlie, 262-949-124.
949-124.
Yes, ma'am.
Good Lord. So what about the $5 one? What will we do with that one?
Okay. So the courtesy, yes, ma'am, I'll refund the $5.74 charge as well.
Okay. Yeah, I learned my lesson with these sweet things because I did a Lowe's one. Yeah, I learned real quick. Don't ever do those sweet things if there's something always attached.
Yeah, I mean, it does come with. But now, even though if you check your email, you still will have a voucher in there. And you still can utilize the voucher, even though your account is canceled. You can definitely still use the voucher on bargaindealswarehouse.com. But definitely.
Bargain deals.
Yes, ma'am, warehouse.com. But I did successfully refund the $5.74, and that as well takes 3 to 5 business days to reflect back on the account. But everything is canceled out, so I know you won't receive any more charges. And then also the refunds were successful.
All right, and that just means I got a granddaughter's butt to kick.
Okay, right. I mean, was there anything
thank
else
you so
I can
much.
You're welcome. Look, thanks for calling customer support.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.